Are we there, Lance?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How's things going up where you're living?
Oh, good. Nice little frost this morning.
I'll say.
And so I went and shoveled a load of manure, ready manure on the orchard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing in the morning. Guess you're warmed up.
Yes. So what have you got going on this next couple of days or something here in the garden?
Oh, it's just still the final cleanup stuff. And like I said, I'm spreading manure on the fruit trees. And if it sounds like the weather's changing, but I might try to get some manure. I haven't done this for over 5 years on the grapevines.
I see.
Yeah. In general, you don't fertilize the grapevines too much because then all they do is grow and don't produce much. It's one of those things where you want to stress them a little bit.
I see. And you have your grapes. How old are your grapes?
Oh, I would say some of them are 15 to 20 years old. Yeah.
And so you have them planted in good loamy soil?
Just the clay.
Just the clay.
Yep, just clay. And way back when I started the garden, I planted these two rows of grapevines, and then I planted these 6-inch high mulberry plants. Well, those mulberry plants are now 30, 40 feet tall, and they're shading the grapevines. So eventually, I'll have to put grapevines in a different spot so they get more sun.
So when people are thinking of starting with grapes, then they don't have to add anything to the hole that they're planting the grapes in. They just leave it as a natural soil.
Pretty much. So they want the main thing is some good drainage. So when I planted those grapevines, you double dig your beds. Well, I double dug those holes.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
Double dug. Well, I dug down to the depth that the plant was at in the pot or the root. You know, if you had bare root, and then I took my spading fork and loosened up the soil another 8 to 10 inches below that.
Oh, I see.
That's called double digging, and that's part of the French intensive. French intensive is where it really came from, double digging.
I see.
Yeah.
So you don't add anything else, you just double dig, and that allows the plant to have loosened soil to have its roots go down into.
Go down into the subsoils, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
well, I haven't had much success planting grapes, and now I understand how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they really want some, not deep soil, but they want loose soil. They want drainage and being able to put the roots down deep.
Okay.
And then let's see what else. As I drive around in the fall doing my chores and work and errands and stuff, I noticed somebody putting sand in their garden. And I don't recommend that. Sand and clay mixed together make adobe blocks.
Mm.
And so unless you're also adding a lot of organic matter, it could be detrimental to do that. And sand's very expensive, too. And organic matter is usually pretty cheap, if not free, to haul.
Okay.
And you're always going to need that.
The organic matter.
You're always going to need organic matter, no matter what. So
you should lay off the sand at just about any cost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you haven't, you're going to do it. That's it. But if organic matter, make more effort to haul organic matter.
Okay.
And then the other one I saw some commercial orchards starting to prune their apple trees already.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they're mainly doing that is because they have so much work to do. And I would, a home gardener that just has 2 or 3, even 10 trees, you can wait till late January or February.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I've been looking at my trees and wondering.
Yeah. And you can prune this time of year. The only thing I wouldn't prune, well, there's two things I wouldn't prune. I would not prune peaches and grapes, but there's two different reasons. Peaches, if it's a cold winter, that cut where you pruned off, the cold will go down in there and kill that bud or down into that branch.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really don't want to prune peaches till late February or March.
Okay.
And then grapes, the reason why you don't prune those this time of year is that actually pruning grapes stimulates them to start growing.
Mm.
And you don't want anything growing now. You want them dormant.
Mm-hmm. And you would prune them at the same time, January, February, or March?
No, you actually don't prune grapes till April.
April?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd run the minor risk if you're doing your peaches of a heavy frost coming in.
Yep.
But that's just the chance you take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And so let's see, what else do I have in here? Oh, this is something I do several times a year, is I actually put linseed oil on all my handles, tool handles.
Hmm.
So that's the next project and stuff. And that's linseed mixed with some turpentine. Turpentine's there for it to soak into the handles.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any excess, you just wipe it off. Because if you don't wipe off the excess oil, it gets gummy and sticky, and it's there for a long, long time.
And you're doing that as like a weatherizer?
It actually keeps my handles from cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I never have to wear gloves with my handles because you won't get a splinter.
Hmm.
I have one tool I have is I brought that with me from California in 1979. The handles feel good.
Wow. It's impressive, Lance.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? I've been reading this great book. It is called Weeds, Guardians of the Soil.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph A. Kochanar, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Written in 1950. The first publication was 1950. And it's about the weeds and actually helping to improve your soil, because most of these weeds are have deep tap roots that break up the subsoil, and also it brings up nutrients for the subsoil. And I mean, most of the time, I want to take out most of that pigweed, which is a type of amaranth.
Mm-hmm.
And the old term is called pulsey, but it's actually purslane.
I think that's what people eat over in Mediterranean area.
Yes, they love that.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah. And I've eaten purslane. I actually don't. It's okay. I actually like mallow better as a weed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's giant ragweed, and then there's a common annual ragweed, rough pigweed. I don't know the difference between pigweed and rough pigweed. Lamb's quarter.
Me either.
Yeah. Cocklebur. There's an annual black nightshade. I think I've seen that. And they even suggesting milkweed, which is can get pretty invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Annual smartweed, I've never heard of. Then there's a ground cherry. Some people use that. It's a perennial, and they use that as small little tomatillas in it. It has like a husk cherry in it.
What's a tomatilla?
Tomatilla is a type of, I think it's nightshade family, and they use that in salsas, green salsas.
Hmm.
Is where that is mainly used.
So what was the name of this book again?
This book is called Weeds, Guardians of the Soil. I'm sure it's out of print, so you'd have to look for it in a used book sale or something like that.
Weeds, Guardian of the Soil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as I go along, it's pretty amazing. I'll describe some of the ideas of how they do it.
Okay.
How they're using it in their rotations and stuff. So, and yeah.
All right, then. We'll call it a day.
Sounds good.
And it's been good talking to you, Lance. I appreciate the information.
All right, you take care.
Yep, see you next time.
Bye.
And there goes Lance with As the Worm Turns. If you need to get that information about the book that he was talking about, Weeds, Guardian of the Soil, or any other information, you can go online to our website, kbnf.org, and go and find As the Worm Turns, and you'll see the archived programs on there, and you can dig out the information that you need. So he'll be coming along every Monday at around 10 o'clock, and you can enjoy him next week.